This was the leave me the fuck alone response. Yeah, that's what this was. Leave me the fuck alone, Drake. These are motherfucking problems.
Yeah. So does Drake respond? Is there
Drake better leave this shit alone.
He need to.
Leave it alone. And he said, let it go.
No, no, no. What Drake need to do is fight. At this point, fight. At this point, you gotta fight.
You gotta fight.
Because you're not gonna win with both.
He's not.
He made fun of your dying friend.
And push his head, he got more. Danny Hip Hop Conversations, man, Pusha T versus Drake. They've been going at it, you know. Pusha dropped his response last night, so it's on, man. You know, we just did the review. You know, if you guys just watching this video, make sure you guys go check out the review of the album we did, Daytona, with a man sitting to my right, Dark One. It's good, man. Just in case.
Oh, man, once again, I'm back. Look for old videos of me. Actually, just one old video of me from years back.
Whoo,
boy. Talk about this beef.
Hey, man. Hey. I'm just saying, you know, if you guys watch, you guys already know Pusha dissed Drake again in Infrared on Daytona. Same day, right? Friday, Drake responded less than 24 hours with Duffy Freestyle. And then yesterday, Pusha responded with the son of
Adidon.
So anyway, let's go back to Infrared. Right. Mm-hmm. So, because we
didn't talk about it on the album review, right. So you gotta watch it here. We ain't talking about shit about no Infrared.
Right. So yeah, man, he just won't leave Drake alone, man. He just keep, you know, just jabbing him and taking shots.
You provide some backstory, though? Like,
yeah, man, it's a lot of backstory. Yeah.
years ago.
Dog, okay, so here's what I got to understand it from. So, back in the day when Clips worked with Baby and them on that, what happened to that boy? Mm-hmm. Okay. Word on the street is, isn't it like word on the street is that they didn't pay for the Neptune beat?
Yeah.
Instant beat. So, then it came around time where it was like, at some point, I know Wayne wanted to wear some Billionaire Boys Club clothes and videos.
And vaping
and
all
they
that.
Was like vaping all that. Nada. Because you know Billionaire Boys Club, mm-hmm. that was Pharrell.
Mm-hmm.
And you know Pharrell and Nego like.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the track they dropped?
Which one?
Mr. Me Too.
Oh yeah, Mr. Me Too off the second album. And from that point, it's been on. They not fucking with Baby and them not fucking with them. At some point, Drake wanted to jump into it.
He also, Pusha also had a problem with that yeah sound, like, cause they were saying, cause him and Wayne was doing it. And I remember
Wayne
they,
was doing it?
Oh,
yeah,
real?
They both were doing it. Yeah, they damn. Both, they had a little tiff about that too.
Yeah, I think there was like some media thing that he was stealing his style or something mm-hmm. like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like beef, like when it's serious, like it kind of happens like what we're witnessing now, right? Like you say something, I say something, yeah. You know, and it kind of, like it gets amplified. It kind of always felt like it was under the radar. So much to the point that I kind of forgot. And I didn't even realize Mr. Me Too was was a diss track.
It was a diss track.
Because I loved the song. Yeah. The song was so hard that I just liked the song for the song. I didn't realize that they were actually taking shots at Wayne and Baby and the old Cash Money thing.
Well, social media propped up a lot of it. Because that was one of the things, like, when the album dropped, that was the one track people honed in on. It was like, oh,
that's what I mean, but it didn't sound that serious, you know?
Yeah, it didn't sound that serious.
Nah, it wasn't.
The disses weren't that hard. It was just like, I mean, they were clever, but
it was
like,
written from Nas, but it came from Quentin. Like, it was like, it was kind of like,
how do you write your wrongs when you write your own songs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. That's some light little shots, but it didn't seem like that big of a deal to me.
It wasn't like a, okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, oh, shit.
Right.
Pusha just body Drake.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't like that, but I think it was. Was enough to have people question to, like, to Ken's point, have social media buzzing. Like,
so why did Drake get so upset? That was the part that I didn't get. I was like, why are you so upset about that?
But you know what? I think it's not necessarily Drake being upset at Pusha or that song. I just think that at this point, Drake doesn't want to get fucked with like that anymore, which is the reason why he's responding so quick. Because think about the Meek.
Respond to
Meek, and he
Kendrick. Has he responded?
Yeah, he said shit to Kendrick.
No, of course, I've always had a theory on that.
What's the theory?
Drake don't want nothing to do with TDE. Because I think that that is the one entity that, you know what I'm saying, like they could really, you know, derail what Drake is really doing.
Especially schoolboys.
Kendrick was alone.
Fuck shit.
Kendrick alone enough. You know, for him to pause.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? But people, you know, because social media, right? People on Twitter, you know, was giving me this whole breakdown of all shit. So I think Drake, like I said, Drake, I mean, Pusha apparently has been taking jabs at Drake for a minute.
For a while, yeah.
You know, and this was just, like, when I opened, I was like, he just won't leave him alone. So I think Drake finally got fed up and was like, okay, man, enough's enough. I'm trying to work on my album. I'm, you know, I'm upset, you know, and, you know, decided to go in and put out this freestyle and just tried to take advantage of like that wave that was going on.
I think he's mad. I think that shit pissed him off.
I mean, I think he's mad, but I think, you know, he got an album coming out in June.
He don't need promo.
He don't need promo, man.
But I think that edges it on a little more though. Like, I got the album dropping.
I think Drake has been a punching bag for so long that he's like, fuck that, y'all come. And then especially because of the Meek thing, because everybody always kind of questioned the validity of Drake, right?
That's it.
And then now, you know, Meek really exposed it, and he's been a punching bag ever since. Just think about it, right? B, you know what I'm saying? Ken, Rod, you guys can understand it from a basketball perspective. If you out here and you balling, and somebody just like get the best of you and keep talking shit, what you gonna do? You gonna keep playing them until you beat them. You know what I'm saying? Or punch them in the face, or do whatever you can. I think that at this point, Drake is like, okay, fuck that. All of y'all done took y'all cheap shots. Anytime anybody says some shit, I'ma have a track.
Because of the success of the Meek beef,
of course,
him winning, he thought he could step into the arena with Pusha T.
Wait, hold on, exactly.
His response was dope. Come on now.
No, I'm not saying it, but I think he thought that. I'm not saying his response was bad. I'm just saying that, right, he didn't think that it was gonna go the way it went.
No, he didn't.
Come on.
He didn't think that.
Pusha been talking shit for 20 years.
He didn't think like Pusha was gonna respond the way he responded right
now. Wait, hold on. You're talking. What's the name of that?
He was cocky.
Adon.
Yeah. Whatever.
Okay.
So here's the thing.
I didn't even.
What? What?
That's what he said. He said, "Daddy dies."
I don't think that anybody anticipated Pusha getting as personal as he did. But he calling his daddy government name out. He calling his mama government name out.
But before we get to that, like, let's just go to
that. You sound like you're disagreeing with.
Oh, well, okay.
That's okay. It's getting muddy. So let's just start with the Dumpy. Like, what did you think about the Dumpy joint?
Shit. I felt that Drake couldn't do anything else but what he did. He was supposed to come at Pusha the same way he did. And I think it was. I think the other funny thing too was the invoice. He literally sent the fucking invoice on Instagram.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
Now he sunned him.
Like, yeah. And here's the thing. After I heard Infrared and then I heard Dumpy Freestyle, I'm like, well, shit, I think if we have to compare these two, Drake got him.
Then
when Pusha just came back with this shit, I'm saying, whoa, he just took it a whole nother level. So it's very interesting to see what Drake is going to do now.
Did you expect Drake to rap the way he rapped on that song? Because I'll be honest, I sure as fuck didn't.
Yeah, I didn't.
It didn't surprise me.
Yeah, it didn't surprise me. I didn't expect it, but it didn't surprise me just because of the situation.
Really?
Yeah.
So you were not surprised that he didn't just go at Pusha. He went at Kanye
too.
Yeah.
Kanye didn't even say shit.
Yeah.
Like, Kanye's
hold
like,
on, if you're talking about the content.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I
thought you were talking about the way he was rhyming.
No. Okay. I'm talking about, like, did you think that he was going to put together such a calculated diss song?
Yeah. I didn't think so either.
A researched, calculated diss song. I was like, wow.
The Dumpy Freestyle, calculated as fuck. But the thing about it was, he not only was going, like y'all said, he was not only going at Pusha, he was going at Kanye. It was like Drake was working to make good music look like a bunch of bitches. That's what it was. Exactly. It was making him look like a bunch of hoes. Saying this about the designer.
Virgil.
Talk about Virgil. How Kanye didn't do this and this, that, and the third. He was just trying to make them look like fools.
Yeah.
And then that story of Adidon. I need y'all to look up the first two bars of that damn track.
Drug dealing aside, ghost riding aside.
Yeah. Say it. Drug dealing aside.
Ghost riding aside. Let's have a heart to heart about your pride.
He ain't doing the psychoanalysis on this dude, man. He's like, alright, all this drug shit aside. Oh, you got money? Yeah, alright, I don't give a fuck. Yep. Let's have a talk, fam. Yeah. Wow. Let's have a talk about you. Yep. So,
no, he definitely walked it in. I didn't know he wanted to get into it.
I was like, oh.
But you were surprised at the Duppy freestyle? I like him talking about Kanye. I wasn't, because if what Drake is saying is true, right? Like, I was over there. I helped you on Father Stretch My Hands.
Yeah.
I helped you on Popstar. I done helped you. I done put this pen to this paper. So what the fuck is you talking? You know I'm fucking Kanye writing shit.
That's the point. Kanye didn't say shit.
No, I'm not saying Kanye.
But he's taking shots at Kanye.
But I think he's taking shots at all the good music, because y'all think I'm suckers, though.
He didn't bring up nobody else's name but Kanye.
Because all that's the only other, like, good music is Kanye.
That's the point, though, but like, Kanye didn't do anything.
I feel
like, why? I mean, I'm not trying to fuck Kanye, but I'm just saying. I didn't expect Drake to go at Kanye as well.
Right.
If I'm over there helping you make these tracks, I'm helping you do your thing, and then you have one of your artists coming at me like that.
Why didn't he feel betrayed by Maybach music? It was the same situation. Wash featured
on him. But yeah, you're right. Wash been featured on Drake songs and vice versa.
He took shots at Kanye because it was easy to put in the song. Yeah.
I think maybe he thought that they conspired to do this.
I think that too, because like, I mean, because the song What Would Meek Do?
What do you really think of the nigga that's making your beats?
Right.
I've done things for him I thought he would never he never would need.
Oh Lord.
Come on,
now. He came hard. Drake came hard. Yeah.
He started out talking about Ye to get the pusher.
Right. Exactly. Right. That just seemed like a weird route to go for Drake. I'm not saying it was bad or anything, because I thought it was actually a dope song.
Drake came with it.
But I was like, damn, that's kind of foul. Why are you fucking with Kanye?
Right,
he didn't do that but make the beat.
Maybe there's more backstory there.
But you know what, though? Like, what's crazy about that is this, like, Kanye almost risked his relationship with Jay for Drake before. You remember that time where, because I think Jay didn't want him dealing with him or something like that, and he said, I don't want to mess up, I don't have nothing to do with that. You know that when Drake and Jay was kind of beefing or whatever? Yeah. I want to say Kanye still wanted to do songs with him, and he wanted him on the
album. Oh, yeah. Come on, that title, Apple Music thing with Drake signed over there and all of that. Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of fucked up.
That's the first thing I thought about. I'm like, well,
I didn't know any of that.
But Pusha went at Lil Wayne before.
Yeah.
So maybe Drake is also defending his boss too.
What's that got to do with Kanye?
Because Kanye is his boss. Yeah.
But it still has nothing to do with it.
He has nothing to do with it. Nothing.
Pusha has always been talking about Drake and Wayne.
So he's like, okay, so you attacking my boss and you attacking me.
But that's because Pusha and Wayne had some...
Right.
I know, but he's probably trying to defend his boss too.
But Wayne and Pusha didn't have a relationship. Drake and Kanye had a relationship. So it just seemed bizarre. To start your diss on like going at Kanye.
It just seemed like a
punk move to me, but... It made for a good song.
It did.
It made for a good song.
Yeah.
But
yeah, go ahead.
Let's get to this part. Do you think it was out of line? This is the first question. You think it was out of line for Drake to bring up Pusha T's fiance? That's the first question. Do you think Pusha's response was justified by him bringing up his fiance?
I mean,
yes and yes.
Okay. B.
Yes and yes. What that?
To this question.
So you thought it was out of line?
Yeah,
battle rap is kind of, this ain't battle rap though.
Yeah, it should be between me and you. You know what I'm saying? Leave the kids. Leave.
That's a real Drake kind of.
It's never been that way.
No, but
I'm about to say
we can't play with new rules now.
Yeah, but
which is what Twitter wants.
Yeah, that's what it feels like to me too.
I think it was slightly out of line, but not necessarily out of bounds. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, do you really want to go there, Drake? Because then you open up yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel like if you don't go there, you kept it to almost every other thing that you said, then it's, you know, okay, cool. It's a fair fight. Now you just let the floodgates open.
Why was it not fair? Why was it not fair? It was one line, and it wasn't even like he was offensive.
It wasn't an insult,
right? So why was it out of line or out of bounds?
Because did he really need that line to make a point?
Yeah, make a ring on like Virginia Williams. What's the big deal? He's basically just putting out there like he's dangling a carrot. Like, yo, I know a little bit of something.
I feel you, but then it's kind of like he opens up himself for everything else that came.
I don't think it was out of line.
Hell no, what?
Yeah, out of line. I don't think it was out of line.
Now, do you think Pusha's shit was out of line?
I don't really think Pusha's shit was out of line.
Because he left Drake, like y'all said, Drake left, he opened the floodgates at that point. So I didn't see nothing wrong with it.
You I would have been disappointed.
You already know my shit, because I listened to Battle Rap.
I'm fine with it.
Wait, so you're cool with that? Bringing in somebody's children?
Fuck yeah, in battle rap?
It's not battle rap.
But it is though.
It's not though.
So what is it?
It's a beef track. Yeah. This isn't battle rap. They Drake is not a battle rapper. No.
Yeah.
The rules, from what I remember, have not always been the same. It seems like people will get more upset about shit that's said in like an on like wax track,
right,
than they will about
my thing is this. My thing is this, like, don't say shit if you don't want to have some said back to you. That's why I'm saying it's not out of line.
It's not a line. Yeah. He said it. Yeah. Hey, guess what?
Right.
And you asked for it.
Right. You left yourself open for that.
Right.
At that point.
You can't then cry bully after you fucking
and then the shit he said about 40.
Okay, now let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Was that foul?
No. I would tell you why.
Now that's the one line. That was
but Tupac would say when you look like one of y'all niggas got sick of saying
and that was foul too.
But still, but hit him but, up. It's like his Harold is one of the best.
Maybe you can both.
No, here's the difference. With the Prodigy shit, Prodigy and Tupac actually had real problems. Like they did not like each other.
Okay.
40 ain't got shit to do with shit. So why are you pulling poor little 40 in?
It was so 40, wrong.
Let me add another layer of depth to that. So when we was doing the podcast, I had got a notification from Bleacher Report. And this is a sports app. I know you don't even know about it. But it's so crazy that that this beef is getting to...
It was on CBS News.
Was it?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Holy shit.
It's Drake, yes. Dog.
Bleacher Report was talking about how... you know, Drake is leaving Nike and Jordan, and he has an Adidas line, and it's called Adonis or whatever. So basically, this nigga Pusha just fucking up his whole brand.
He fucked up everything.
But wasn't that enough? Why are you picking on 40?
Yo,
it was.
But that line was that line.
That line was so 40 looking like
80. Yeah.
666. Tick tick tick. How much time he got left?
666.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, this shit was tight. That was mean as fuck.
You did. He saw what he tweeted afterwards. He's like, coincidentally, you know, it's. Is
yeah, National MLS Day.
Come on, man. That was
this is it. See, all y'all motherfuckers, y'all don't know what this shit was like back in the day. Go do your history lesson.
I mean, that's the problem. Drake is dealing with a hood cat from Virginia. He does not respect you. He does not respect your life. Click, he does not click. Respect the life of anybody affiliated.
Fuck you in the click you play.
So if Drake responds, do you think it's a single track like this, or does he do it on the album?
He don't need to do shit.
He need to leave it alone.
To leave it alone? Nah, I don't want it.
What is he gonna do?
I don't know.
There's nothing
I don't
left.
Know.
At this point, look, send him a letter. Not even like an email, a fucking like a little envelope letter. And just be like,
hey,
look,
on
yeah.
Bro, look, those man, to look,
what's this, those call, feather call it quits. Yeah, right. The little different
way you gonna take care of.
Exactly!
The same facial expression and everything.
Yeah! Oh, shit. It's gone too far. Y'all let's call it quits.
But Drake probably gonna respond, though.
I know he is, but he shouldn't.
You don't think he should?
No. Like, unless he's gonna
fight. No, he can't win this.
Because at this point, this is fight.
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't bars anymore. You made fun of my dying best friend.
they gotta squat. You gotta fight. They gotta fight.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm surprised people ain't talking about. Like, everybody talking about the baby shit. But dog, like you said, he's dying his friend, right, bro.
I'm not saying y'all should fight because I'm not about violence.
Right, right, right. But like,
I'm just looking at this logistically.
That's the only thing.
The only thing you have left is to throw hands. That's it.
At that point.
My whole thing is like, yeah, what else does Drake say or do? Because it's like, you already tried to break him down. Right. You already did. You went after his credibility as a coke dealer. I mean, you right. did w, so much it's already.
On W Freestyle.
Yeah, it's like,
it's you, like what else work. You got left? What else?
That was your haymaker, take? Right?
That was your haymaker.
That was your haymaker.
And then the nigga came back with a combo haymaker, uppercut, right. everything.
Killer combo.
But did you peep the? Did y'all peep how he kind of had like a cool double entendre before he went into the baby thing? He said something like,
"Talking about Drake or
Pusha T." When he's like, the M's count different one.
Yeah, I tweeted that. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
so what's the breakdown on that? Because I saw your tweet, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like.
All I got was M's being millions.
Yeah, like.
The no, M's because, like, if you have a baby, if a baby divides your pot.
Oh, that could mean the baby.
Yeah, the baby, the child support.
Also, you know what I'm saying? Also, baby, it can be.
Being baby's Wayne. Yeah, like. I thought you meant, like, the M's meant something.
Oh, okay.
No, the baby. That's what I'm saying, man. He walked us into this. He set it up so perfectly, like, because we don't know that he's about to bring up a baby.
Right, right.
And then you go back.
When you go back, you're like, oh, the M's count different when babies divide. Ooh, I was like, that was a clever double entendre, man.
But let's double back though.
And then the parallel between his parents and then his situation.
Yeah,
dude.
Then after that though, artwork. Double back to what he said about tap dancing.
Yeah.
What was the line about tap dancing?
Oh, and man, and singing Mammy or whatever.
Yeah, tap dancing, singing Mammy.
These crackers. Oh, he sure the fuck did.
Yeah.
Didn't catch it.
Right.
Woo. Didn't catch it.
Crazy. That's what I'm saying. Wow. He's surgical. That's what I'm saying. He's surgical.
Wow. Drake cannot come back from this shit.
Wait a fucking minute.
Wow.
Yeah. I did not catch that.
Yeah.
I did not catch that.
Picture. Talking about the tap dance for the man.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Before, Drake can't say shit to let it go.
Dog, here's the thing.
Let it go.
Like, this shit was so calculated, dog. Like, even before, like I said, even before the track started, it's the image itself. It's like, yo, what the fuck?
Right, yeah,
you
man.
You know what I'm saying?
And the fact that it's really Drake.
And then the story of OJ with, like, my skin is black and yellow. And it says yellow.
I knew that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, even before he starts rapping, it's like, oh, man, he's tearing this dude apart already.
Already? Without even rapping?
Without even rapping with the hook of OJ.
With a sample.
With a sample.
How you fucking with a sample? And that's not even hating on Drake, because Drake's verse was great.
Right, right.
I thought Drake had him.
Everybody thought he had him.
Yeah.
But we all knew in the back of our head, like, yo, you really
don't fuck.
You really fucking
fuck. I did.
You really never thought that?
Yeah, I thought
his response was going to come out. I didn't think that.
Oh,
I thought, no. I was like, you might have missed the wrong person.
Hey, I thought Pusha was going to respond. I didn't think it was going to be this ugly.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be some more bars.
It's like he's taking on a life of his own. It's like now, like, the internet has gotten a hold to this and just made this even bigger than what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, we thought Drake was
untouchable.
Like, untouchable. and Pusha has done that.
So do you think Pusha, regardless of Drake responds to this or not, Pusha's actually gonna come out with some surgical summer shit?
I think he should leave it alone until Drake says something.
Mm. Yep. So you shouldn't back to back him?
No.
Because he already won.
Right. Drake had to back to back him because the first one wasn't good.
Exactly.
Everybody don't even remember the first one that he put out. So he had to do the back to back joint.
I am thoroughly confused by people who are seriously saying that Drake is on top right now.
What? I haven't even seen that.
Top of what?
A pile of shame. This situation? Yeah, I haven't seen on Facebook, on Twitter.
I haven't seen that.
I'd like to say who said it recently, but I don't want to put his name out there. I'll tell y'all.
Why not?
Because he's cool. He's my homie. I'm not going to do that to him.
Oh, somebody you know.
Yeah, someone we all know. But anyways, I just don't understand.
Then we think that Drake was gonna be able to come as hard as he did the first time. You know what I'm saying?
I think he gave all he had.
You know what I'm saying? He's a haymaker, dog.
And that's what I'm saying. And that's where I think he got another. I think he got another.
Please tell me.
Hey, I'm not saying. Wait, hold on. I'm not saying that it's gonna overcome what Pusha just put out. I'm not saying that if Drake comes out with another track, he's gonna be on top of this.
Just don't bother.
I'm not saying that.
Just don't bother.
I don't know. They gonna pull up some dirt. Basically, he's gonna play it.
Now, he probably will do something. Like, he may go digging, like, do his own investigative reporting like Pusha did.
If Pusha had something that could be dug up, I don't think Pusha would have went the route he went. I think Pusha knows that Drake said everything he had.
He's emptied the chamber.
And he said, even if you do in the track, even if you do pull some dirt up, I'm willing to die for this. Like, I'm willing to go there with you. Okay, you gonna pull some shit up on me? All right, just try it. Try it. See, I got some more shit.
I got some more shit.
Drake?
He was wrong. He was messing with the wrong one, dog.
He's like, we got a job. We dying together. We all going in hearses. Yeah, like, man, he's like, yo, pull up what you want to pull up. Yeah. I got some more shit, nigga. Right. Let's go.
I mean, he ruined his old come out plan with his his sneaker line.
Yes. Yeah.
He fucking ruined it. And that has to
He can't even do it anymore.
Yeah.
He can't even do it anymore. Like, I think the whole ousting the fact that he has a kid was bad enough. Mm-hmm. I think Drake is more mad that he fucked up his sneaker
his money. He's fucking up my money now.
Like, damn.
Yep.
That's
That's calculated, man.
That's cold blooded, man.
Because as soon as you say that name, nobody's gonna think Drake no more.
Right, they're gonna think of
that song. They're gonna think of that song and blackface.
Blackface thing ruined him.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not one of those people that thinks that like things can't be put into context. I think that there's a reason he did it. I don't think he was just doing it because he's making a black album.
Yeah, I still think Drake needs to say something. I don't think you can leave it here.
I don't know. I'm not a rapper. I'm not a rapper.
If you in the management crew, you setting them up, Ralph. Yeah. You setting them up.
They have more meetings right now.
Right.
More meetings right now trying to figure this shit out. Yep.
He's calling in his other ghostwriters like, look,
don't worry about it.
Can any of y'all help me?
Quinn,
I'm working at Kroger. Fuck you. Drake is hurt. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if Drake is mad at him. He's
not upset anymore. And you say you upset.
You said,
I want to see you upset.
Like when you angry.
When you angry. Like, Pusha T wanted all the smoke, dog. Even after this and that shit, he was like, man, I want to see you angry. I want all the smoke.
Every element of the song was just like so calculated. And like even the talking.
Yes.
The beat, the picture, every part.
Everything, dog.
The sample. Every part, dog.
Drake has a lot of explaining.
You're right.
That's the thing. And that question really is not, are you going to respond? Are you going to explain what the fuck is going on?
Because he talked about his mom, too.
And named
God
him
damn, him. Man. God damn, this nigga came for his
name. He shouldn't have mentioned his fucking face.
He should have.
You should have left his fiance out of it. Now you fucked up.
And that's what I'm saying.
He got to say something.
And
he said your mama is lonely. God damn, dog.
Steve Harvey suit.
He said, yeah, you wouldn't understand how putting a ring works. Because your mama never got one. That was so evil. Damn, you mean Pusha.
And your daddy ain't shit for it.
And he wears Steve Harvey suit. God.
He went in. To the point where Drake fans didn't even know how to react.
Right.
Like, they were just.
He went too far.
Yeah, he went too far.
What'd you say like that?
Dummy is a better song. Right. You know, Pusha just being more disrespectful.
So what?
But did Drake go too far when he talked about Kid Cudi's mental health or whatever? Right. Remember that shit? You know what I'm saying?
I remember that shit.
So it's like, oh, now it's too far because this happened to y'all boo-boo Drake and shit.
It just bothers me seeing just the response because, like, you guys are so used to
that's to be expected, though.
I know. Yeah, it's just
like you said, hip hop Twitter.
It's just you guys are just not. This is what it is, like, and it's just shock. This is just shock value.
But I think behind all that, they laughing too, though. They laughing, especially with all the
memes. Nah, they're not laughing.
Really?
They're not used to this type of diss track.
I think they're laughing. Right.
He said Drake. Drake said, "Yay." We've said it on multiple times on this program.
Yeah.
Say name.
He said, how dare you put Kanye in my song? I want all the curses.
All the curses. Yeah, that's right.
God damn, man. This nigga came for us.
That's the only shit I thought was just out of line. That was out of line, bro.
Oh, man.
40 ain't had nothing to do with it. Then I saw poor little 40's face. I was like, man, look at
this
little skinny, frail, little sad white dude. He didn't do nothing to you, Pusha.
Leave 40 need to go holler at Drake.
40 can't holler at nobody. He's sick. I'm not making a joke. I am not making a joke.
Forty cannot.
40 needs to be worried about his health and taking care of himself.
Yeah.
He does not need to be involved in this in any way, shape, or form.
That's why he need to go to Drake and be like, hey, man, just back off. Just leave it alone, dog. I can't take it anymore.
No, at this point, he should be mad.
40?
Fuck yeah, 40 should be mad. That's what I'm saying. At this point, someone's got to put hands on Pusha.
Everybody that is so close to Drake in this song. Baby moms, son, mama, daddy,
and your best and friend that's your producer.
Yeah. He knew what he was doing, man. He knew what he was doing.
I still think Drake will have to respond, though.
I think so, too.
Just to save face.
Yeah.
You can't take this.
He's like, going to lose face if he says
no.
He can't let
He doesn't need another diss track.
He sounds so concerned. It has to end with bars. It's not gonna end with bars because I can't see Drake coming out on top unless he gets something amazing about Pusha.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't either. But I think
maybe
you guys are probably right. I think he does need to fight back. He may lose.
He's gonna lose.
Okay, he's gonna lose. But at least you're gonna go out like
but
that.
But Ken. This man.
I know Push is gonna come back.
Need another. He's in surgical season, bro. This is just the top layer.
There's no path. You're right.
You gotta think about this. What if Push has something worse?
That's exactly
why. Because that's the problem.
So then, does he need to say anything?
Right.
Because Push said this is the beginning.
Right.
Which means you have something worse in the arsenal.
Right.
Push has been waiting for years. Years. So he has to have
and it more. Helps that his so album is so good right now, and his album's doing well. He's getting so much praise.
Oh, yeah.
That helps this whole beef for him.
So Drake. Just accept your defeat now and just let it go.
Because then
you got me.
Yeah. Because then Drake just dropped the dud single with that Upset song.
I'm upset.
Oh, it's a dud?
It's a dud,
oh
my God, yes. It's like he's not winning in all capacities right now.
Because he don't
it's
have like, anybody else to steal from.
That might be it. Just be a man. You got me, dog. Ha ha ha.
So does this album have anything to do with his survival from this? So does it matter?
It better be good.
If his album is less than great, I feel like it's done for Drake.
I bet you there's so many like people behind the scene that's happy about this.
Oh,
Pusha took it up and decided to go do it. And you know, because they wanted to probably do it, but
yeah, you know, Meek in the back with a fucking beard is like, oh, fucking finally, thank you.
Popcorn and shit.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people who are very political, you know what I'm saying, want to say the right thing and do this and tired of them.
Yeah.
They probably was just like sending him text messages, but like,
appreciate it.
Thank you. The little hands.
This whole shit was like, is it Rocky 3 where Apollo Creed got killed by Drago?
Rocky 4?
Yeah, Drake was fucking Drago. He killed poor little Meek, and then here come fucking push-ass Rocky. Run up them stairs and shit.
Run up the mountains and shit.
Him up. Drake came out and said, I must break you. And Push was like, all right, let's see what you got. it didn't work out so well for Drake Drago.
That analogy does work. The more when I put them together and put them in those characters, Drake, you know, Drago the machine. Drake is part of the machine.
Exactly.
Manufactured music and stealing from everything. And Pusha T is just like, I'm fucking lifting locks.
That whole bread.
Yes.
Punching fucking meats in the lock.
Yep. Damn.
That's exactly what happened.
That was Mike. That was good.
You made us win with that one.
Yeah, that was good.
All right, so any final thoughts on this, man? Like,
that's our final thought.
Oh, man. Pusha, what the final thought?
Man, Drake gonna have to respond.
I think Drake gotta respond, man. You just can't be letting people talk this slick about you. You know what I'm saying? Especially about your family, the closest people in your circle. You
40.
Know what I'm saying?
You can't let them say that.
Like your kid, your baby moms, and your best friend, bro. Like, golly, dog. Like, you can't. Like, you gotta say something. Even if it's like on a phone call. Like, you got a nigga. You got it. I don't know what he gonna say, but.
Phone call? I'm just saying. You making him extra lube. You can't leave no voicemail.
What you think, Ken? What do you gotta do, man?
The man in me will fight back. The man in me will fight back. If I was Drake, I would like, okay.
What does the bitch in you do?
That's what we dealing with right now.
What does Drake in you do? What is the Drake? The Drake in me would be like, okay, he got some more stuff that I don't want to come out.
Exactly.
So in order to protect my reputation, You got it, dog.
I'm gonna just keep making these hits.
I'm gonna just keep making the hits. That's the only way I can win. That's the way I can win. I just keep making the hits.
Completely agree with Ken.
Yep. Drake, if you're watching.
Just gonna peel back layer by layer.
Leave him alone. Just leave him the fuck alone. If anything, just send him some flowers and a bottle of wine and just say, look, man, you got me. It's over. Cool. You got the best of me.
Right.
And then work on putting out an amazing album. That's the only way to get people to stop clowning you right now.
Right.
Lead that Adidas line. Go get you some pro kids, some ruse with the little pockets on the side. Get some of them shits. All right, ruse were fly, and they're back at Payless. So take your ass to Payless. Get you a deal with some ruse, and just leave the whole shit alone.